USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House is confirming that 5 more classified documents were discovered at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, stated that the documents were discovered Wednesday and Thursday. The pages were turned over to the Justice Department. This brings the total number of classified materials discovered at Biden's home and old office to around 24. Another atmospheric river triggering more flooding in California. The governor says the storms shouldn't be a surprise.
Governor Gavin Newsom told a group in Santa Barbara Friday the storms should not come as such a shock. In fact, he said it's something some people have known about for some time.
These atmospheric rivers, a few years ago, no one heard of an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing.
He said Californians realize a lot of things need to change, including water infrastructure. So far, the storms have claimed the lives of 19 people. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A pilot on Hawaiian Airlines flight says a plume-like cloud shot up in front of the aircraft before extreme turbulence left more than 24 passengers injured last month. The December 18th flight from Phoenix to Honolulu was smooth until the unexpected rough air sent passengers flying around the cabin. 25 people were injured, 6 seriously, and damage was caused to the cabin of the plane. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco is announcing for the second time in less than a month that one of his deputies was killed in the line of duty. Deputy Darnell Calhoun was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call.
He's a husband, a son. He would have been a dad.
Police say the suspect was shot by another deputy. He's listed in critical condition. Mega Millions lottery officials say someone in the Pine Tree State, Maine, picked up all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. It's worth $1.35 billion. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, down.
An administrator knew a 6-year-old Virginia student may have had a weapon hours before a teacher was shot. That's according to the Newport News Public Schools superintendent, who revealed new details about the shooting during a virtual town hall with parents. The superintendent said nothing was found when the student's backpack was searched 2.5 hours before the shooting happened. The U.S. Treasury Secretary is putting Congress on notice that the nation will hit its debt limit next week. Janet Yellen notified lawmakers. Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre says the White House will stand firm.
Look, as you've heard us say before, we will not be doing any negotiation over the debt ceiling.
She also said the ceiling should be raised without any conditions.
It is one of the basic items that Congress has to deal with, and it should be done without conditions. So there's going to be no negotiation over it. This is something that must get done.
In a letter to Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Yellen urged Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. Cold weather shelters are now open in Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco counties in Florida. Temperatures getting down into the 30s this weekend in Florida. The family of the late Lisa Marie Presley says she'll be laid to rest at Graceland. The daughter of Elvis Presley died Thursday at age 54. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra loss plus.